Welcome into the Players Club Podcast. Week 9 of the college football season, week 8 in the NFL. Jim Dunaway along with the man, Lance Taylor. Last week, 5-0 right here on the Players Club. He'll try to do it again or get close to it this week with 4 plays in college, 1 in the NFL. And we'll get to all that. And you can get every game, though, at lanceslock.com. Tell me about that, Lance.
Yeah, we are just focused football only right now as the World Series wrapped up. 5-2 last week in the NFL for you. I told you we try to be transparent. We had back-to-back losing Saturdays. We told you we were going to bounce back. 5-2 in the NFL last week, 8-2 in college football. Dunaway, we're already 4-0 this week. We are rolling right now. We're going to close out October strong with a great Saturday card, and then we're going to continue to roll in the NFL. It's really simple. $90 a month, simple math. $3 a day, you get every single play. You never talk to anyone. We will never call you. No solicitation. Go to lanceslock.com. Put the credit card down. $90, you get every single play. Again, no one will ever call you. Try us out. You also get a free play every single day, which, again, we're 4-0 this week on our free plays. Get on board, lanceslock.com.
All right, this is the Players Club Podcast. We'll start off with our first play of the day. It's in the Big 12 in the 11 o'clock window. Kansas State and West Virginia. And last week, Kansas State got great special teams from Phillip Brooks. He had 2 punt returns for touchdowns. Now they go on the road to play Mountain Mama.
Love both of these coaches. Chris Klieman has done a really good job after that opening loss to Arkansas State. Kansas State has won 4 consecutive games. They're 4-0 right now in the Big 12. On the other side, Neil Brown has dialed it in with West Virginia. They're ranked first in the Big 12 in total defense, only allowing 261 yards per game. Jarrett Dagey's a pretty solid quarterback. A lot of people don't realize. Touchdown pass in 25 consecutive starts. On the other side, Skylar Thompson goes down. Will Howard, the true freshman, comes in. He's 2-0 as a starting quarterback. But I think this West Virginia defense a little too much. West Virginia minus the 3.5. That is the play here, Dunaway.
I wonder with you, when you see things First of the week, when you see a game pop up and it gets on your radar, at any point do you take into consideration, like, listen, I know Kansas State, I expect them to be an 8-win team this year or 7-win team this year. And eventually they start, you know, the theory of large numbers, they start playing towards that medium number that you expect that program to be on a consistent basis. Does that ever factor in with you?
I try not to go – I try to go week by week. I see what you're saying. You know, before this season, a lot of people will ask me for – and this was obviously an atypical year in 2020 because you had such abbreviated schedules and you didn't know about postponements. But a lot of people ask me for futures, you know, what's a good win total? What do I play over? What do I play under? You know, sometimes that will be in the back of the mind. But as far as that, I try to go week to week on these plays.
Yeah, always weird this time of year as well, because this usually would have been a tough road game at West Virginia. Morgantown, a tough place to play, especially when the weather starts to get cold. You have to factor home field advantage differently now, I assume.
Yeah, it is a little bit different, but we're still talking about a true freshman quarterback on the road traveling against what is, you know, maybe the best defense right now in the Big 12.
We will not play this game here today on the Players Club, but you can get all the picks at lanceslock.com. A little thought on LSU and Auburn at Jordan-Hare Stadium. That's part of the 2:30 window. Battle of Tigers here. They've each seen some good and some bad recently. Give me a thought about this game.
Well, you know, it's a difficult game to handicap, Dunaway. And you look, LSU's won 3 straight in this series, all 3 decided by 4 points or less. LSU en route to 15-0 last year, winning a national championship. The team that played them the toughest was the Auburn Tigers. Auburn's covered 5 of the last 6 as a home underdog. What's weird about this game is you go back last week and we backed LSU against South Carolina. That game goes off. LSU's only a 4-point favorite at home against South Carolina. They cover easily. You never sweated that game if you had LSU minus the points. But now LSU on the road in one of the toughest venues, and albeit just like you said, a little bit different during COVID times, but they're virtually the same thing they were at home last week against South Carolina, now on the road against the Auburn Tigers. So to me, that factors into the way I'm thinking about this game. I love the balance of the offense last year. Steve Ensminger did a good job with TJ Finley and running the football. I think John Emery has a big game here. I actually lean LSU minus the points. Don't love it. Difficult game to handicap, but I'm going to play the favorite here.
You know, Terrace Marshall, the great receiver for LSU, has now gone 4 consecutive games with at least 2 touchdowns. That ties an SEC record for 25 years as far as touchdown streaks. They have found him now with two different quarterbacks. He's sort of emerged as the clutch player that you expected him to be this year.
Well, if you could tell me that that streak extends and Terrence Marshall goes another two-plus touchdowns, I feel really good about LSU minus the points.
It's the Players Club podcast. We're about to do our second play of the day, lanceslock.com, where you get all your plays.
Yes, lanceslock.com, really simple, done away. There's a lot of services out there that are charging $100, $200 a day just for the plays. We give you every single play for $90 for the entire month. It's $3 a day. We give you a free play. Go to lanceslock.com, monitor us, see what you think. Again, last week in college football, we were 8-2. In the NFL, we were 5-2. We're already 4-0 this week for you. We're going to win for you. It's only $3 a day. Put down any major credit card. You never talk to anyone. We will never call you. It's lanceslock.com.
Michigan State and Michigan will be our second play. The rivalry game, 11 o'clock on Fox in that 11 o'clock window. Give me a feel on this one, the battle for the state of Michigan here, Spartans and Wolverines.
I thought Michigan State, with the transition from Mark D'Antonio to Mel Tucker, I thought it was going to be a difficult year for the Spartans. I didn't realize how bad it would be, and I know we've only got small sample size one game, but Michigan State is coming off a double-digit loss to Rutgers, where they turned the football over seven times, their most turnovers in 25 years. On the other side, again, a great game plan from Josh Gattis and Michigan going into Minneapolis, taking on a Minnesota team that was ranked and completely dominating that game. Love Joe Milton at the quarterback position for the Wolverines. Love their balance on offense. And as 24-plus point favorites in the history of Michigan football, 76-2-1 straight up. They're going to win this game. I think they win it going away. I like Michigan minus the points.
Joe Milton was as advertised last week, and he was everything we were told he was going to be.
Yes, and on the other side, I just don't think this is a good Michigan State product, Dunaway. I mean, they're 9-18 against the number their last 27 out. They haven't started 0-2 since the Nick Saban days back in 1998. They will start 0-2 this season.
Yeah, you may look at the score last week, 49-24 with Minnesota, and you said, okay, that's Minnesota. But Minnesota was really good last year. They're good again this year, and what the Michigan defense did to them, Don Brownen's defense, pretty darn good last week for the Wolverines. And by the way, that offense in the first half, according to Elias Sports, the most points in the first half against a ranked team in Michigan football history.
Yeah, look, Michigan, 478 yards with zero turnovers. And Tanner Morgan, the quarterback from Minnesota, is one of the better quarterbacks in college football. He was out of rhythm all night, 18 of 31, 197 yards, threw a pick. I thought Michigan was one of the big-time surprises, at least how good they looked last week.
All right. So there's two plays, West Virginia and Michigan, in the 11 o'clock window. We gave you a lean on the LSU-Auburn. Give me a little fill on Mississippi State-Alabama before we move to the 6:30 window. That game goes at 6 o'clock in Tuscaloosa. I guess it's really hard figuring out what you're going to get with the boys from Starkville.
Well, you know, you look at Alabama, and it's such a big number, and I think the bookmakers finally have got this dialed in where you have to sit back and you have to think about this game. One of our two losses, again, 8-2 in college football last week, was Tennessee. Backed them plus the 21.5, completely wrong on that game. But Mississippi State, you go back to week one, they were the story of college football, 650 total yards, 44 points, and a double-digit win on the road against LSU. And since then, they've lost three consecutive games. But they're the only SEC team allowing less than 300 yards per game. On the other side, Alabama has won 12 straight against Mississippi State, including holding to the Bulldogs to 10 or less in 10 of those games. Alabama's going to win this game going away. I don't know if they cover the points, Dunaway. I'm kind of on the fence. I think this is right around the number in the fourth quarter. Don't feel comfortable on either side.
Tough to play both LSU, Auburn, and Mississippi State, Alabama. If something changes on that, lanceslock.com is where you want to be for the latest information, including plays on Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday NFL, Sunday night, and Monday night football all the time. And no hidden charges with lanceslock.com. It's about as simple as you can be.
Yeah, very transparent. You go online, you put down a credit card, it's only $90 per month. If you want to try it out for 1 month, you don't like it, you cancel it. It's that simple. We're going to win for you. We're in year six right now. We've never had a losing football season. We're coming off 5-2 in the NFL last week, 8-2 in college football, already 4-0 this week. Again, you never have to talk to anyone. You get a password. You get all the plays every single day. We're going to win again for you this weekend, lanceslock.com.
All right. Play number three is the biggest game in the country, Ohio State and Penn State, Happy Valley, 6:30 on ABC. This one has playoff implications written all over it.
Well, Ohio State looked the part last week, and Justin Fields could ultimately be the best quarterback in college football right now. They've won 9 straight road games versus ranked teams. Obviously, Ryan Day's got this thing dialed in. And you look on the other side, we had Indiana plus the points. We kind of called the upset outright. Indiana did not play good football. But Penn State played even worse. I mean, if they just clean it up, 2 interceptions last week, 2 missed field goals, they lost a fumble, they muffed a punt, they fumbled a kickoff return, the clock management at the end was awful. All they had to do was take a knee there, run off the clock, they get away with the win. We still would have gotten the cover. They end up losing the game to Indiana. If they can just clean this up, I think Penn State's in a really good spot. Sean Clifford is a quarterback that can make some plays against this defense. And the Nittany Lions in this spot have been really good under James Franklin. 7-2, their last 9 as a dog against the number under James Franklin. I like Penn State in this spot. If this game was played last week with both teams, you know, being the first game of the Big Ten schedule, I think this number's more Ohio State 7, 7.5. But based on Penn State's loss, this thing has ballooned up to 12.5. I think you're getting a lot of value with Penn State.
And I know we're going to overanalyze Ohio State because they're in the Clemson-Alabama category, but if you watch their domination of Nebraska 52-17 last week, the one thing you take away is that the run game looks different without J.K. Dobbins, a little underwhelming in their run attack. Is that a concern if you're an Ohio State fan?
Well, I think it can be done away because if they become one-dimensional, which I don't think Ryan Day wants to do that, and Trey Sermon's a guy that, you know, the transfer from Oklahoma, he's had success in the Big 12, and I think that will translate. Master Teague's a guy that's got experience at Ohio State. They don't have a J.K. Dobbins. I don't think there's any doubting that. But that could be a concern against this Penn State defense. Penn State really good against the run, questionable against the pass. If Ohio State does cover, it will be because Justin Fields has a big day.
Also in the evening time, a North Carolina team goes on the road to play Virginia. North Carolina had bounced back from a loss and got a win against NC State last week. Now the road trip to Charlottesville. This will be play number 4 here on the Players Club podcast. What do you make of the Tar Heels and the Wahoos?
Well, we backed the Tar Heels. We laid a lot of points last week against NC State. You really never had to sweat that game. Virginia has not been good this year. But, you know, against North Carolina, pretty good spot. 10-4 their last 14 as a dog against the number. They're 4-1 straight up as a home underdog. I like Virginia grabbing the points in this spot. I think North Carolina is going to be a little inconsistent this year. Sam Howell had a pretty good game last week. They were able to run the football with Williams. But I think Virginia catching a touchdown, solid, solid play right here.
Yeah, and North Carolina, important on that bounce back. Sam Howell's a guy that has suffered a little bit of a sophomore slump. I think he was actually more consistent last year as a freshman than he's been so far this year, pressing a little bit at times.
Yeah, and you know, they've got, this sounds weird, but they've got so many different options at wide receiver and tight end. He really hasn't found that rapport with that one guy. And, you know, they've had more success running the football this year, and I think it's thrown him out of rhythm. I give them a lot of credit, Mac Brown, for, you know, being down 31-7, able to come back. They couldn't close the deal against Florida State in that upset loss, but they took that momentum against NC State, dominated the Wolfpack, but I think they'll struggle in Charlottesville.
All right, so that's Lance's 4 plays right there, West Virginia, Michigan, Penn State, and that play right there is North Carolina, right?
No, we're taking Virginia.
Virginia. Yeah. I wrote down the wrong one there, so Virginia. So those are the 4 plays for college. We got an NFL play coming up here in just a second. I'll give you my landmine right here, though. I like Georgia State this week, plus the 2.5 when I made this decision, plus 2.5 with Coastal Carolina coming to town, a team that is the talk of the Sun Belt. They were projected to win 4 games. Their 5 wins ties the most since they joined the FBS, so they're already having a record year. Grayson McCall, their quarterback, 14 touchdowns, 1 interceptions on the year, so he's been great there. I'm just going that Georgia State's a sticky little defense, road game, and I think Coastal Carolina's quarterback has the first of a season where he's been near perfect. I think he has a mistake-riddled game. I like Georgia State to win this one outright.
Yeah, I kind of lean with you on this one. Georgia State 6-1 against the number, their last 7 at home, and I think if they're able to win this game, it's ball control. Destin Coates, 126 yards per game on the ground, 5th best in the FBS. If I played this game, I would be on your side. I would take Georgia State.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be afraid to go money line either.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I do that. I almost got burned this past weekend. You know, I talk about the 5-2 in the NFL, and we were catching a point. I personally, we were catching a point with Detroit. I personally went money line with the Detroit Lions, almost got burned there because if Todd Gurley falls down, they kick the field goal, they win by a point instead of a push, would have gotten a loss. But ultimately, Matt Stafford, because Gurley goes in, leads them down, they win that game. But sometimes when you get a number under 2.5, and instead of paying that juice on that loss, you can catch plus 110, 115, and you can get a little value out of that.
All right, so that's a little advice from Lance on when to go money line there. Before he gives us his one NFL play, one more time, lanceslock.com, where you get plays about totals, you get the normal spreads, and occasionally a money line play.
Yeah, look, sides, totals, we've all got it up for you, and it's all $90. There are services out there that are charging, and I told this story on a live stream that I did last week, Dunaway. Talked to one of my handicappers out of New York, and he was talking about how much we love to gamble here in Birmingham. And he had a local client, a guy that I actually know, 4 years ago, spent $150,000 in one season on his picks. And I'm not exaggerating that. It's a true story. Spent $150,000, which to me is criminal. We give you every play for $90. This is a hobby to me, but I take it seriously. If I have a bad day, it affects me. I don't like it. I love winning for you guys. We're never going to call you. I'm not going to solicit anything. It's a password. You never talk to anyone. You get all the plays. It's $90 for the entire month. Again, we're coming off an 8-2 in college football last week, 5-2 in the NFL. We're already 4-0 this week. Just go to lanceslock.com. We'll give you a free play. Try us out.
So you could have saved that guy $148,000-plus and probably gave him better picks.
Well, look, if I would have won for him, I would have taken $50,000 from him. If he wanted to give it to me, he would have saved $100,000. It would have been a win-win.
All right, your one NFL play. It's the third straight week in a row that the Steelers are playing the biggest game in the NFL. It was the Steelers and Browns and the Steelers and Titans. Now it's the Steelers and the Ravens. Boy, at some point, the Steelers got to get gassed on this schedule. Where are you going, Pittsburgh, Baltimore?
You know, preseason, just watching Pittsburgh last year, and under the new NFL format, they would have gotten in the playoffs last year with Devlin Hodges and Mason Rudolph as their quarterbacks. And I just had a feeling with Ben Roethlisberger, this was going to be a really, really good Steelers team, and it's proven outright so far. They're the only undefeated team in the NFL. We had them last week against the Titans. They almost blew the first 20-point lead in franchise history. I think the Steelers are a little tired going into this game. Baltimore coming off a bye. Hard to believe, Dunaway. 25th meeting between Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh.
Wow.
Harbaugh leads that 13-11. Baltimore the favorite in this spot. Lamar Jackson, not good the last time he played the Steelers. 3 interceptions. He was sacked 5 times. His worst performance as an NFL quarterback. But I think Baltimore comes in fresh here. I like Baltimore minus the points, giving the Steelers their first loss of the year.
All right. So you like Baltimore minus the points, giving the Steelers the first loss of the year. That's your NFL play. The 4 college plays again, West Virginia against Kansas State, Michigan and Michigan State, Penn State in the Ohio State game, and Virginia in the North Carolina game. Those are your plays this week. That's the Players Club podcast. It's always brought to you by lanceslock.com. Real easy to sign up there. It starts by just going to the website, right?
Yeah, just get on board. Again, if you go to the website, you're going to get a free play. You got nothing to lose just to check us out. And we're in year 6 right now. We're established. We've won every single year for you. We will continue to win. We're coming off the 8-2 last week in college football. We're rolling in college football. Coming off a 5-2 in the NFL. Again, we're already 4-0 this week as we record the Players Club. Jump on board. It's only $90 for the entire month. Great value. And, hey, Dunaway, holidays are right around the corner. Stocking stuffer, lanceslock.com.
Oh, that's
subscription for somebody?
That'd be perfect, right? Yeah. If you've got a person that loves to win office pools or recreational stuff, hey, lanceslock.com.
I've heard there's some women that actually listen to this podcast. They listen to the Players Club. If you've got the disgruntled, angry boyfriend or husband that sits around and throws things at the TV on Saturday or Sunday, get him lanceslock.com. We'll win. He'll be taking you to dinner instead. lanceslock.com.
All right. That's the Players Club podcast. Like and subscribe.